Blog Talk Radio.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando mira sin verlos jamás. La que alguien ya vino y se fue, dicen que pasa las noches llorando por él.
¡Mi mariachi!
Dedicated La Pequina is the name of that song, and Mexicans love it, and I did it as a tribute to all the Mexicans that are working in the Italian restaurants and the Greek restaurants, cooking the food, waiting on the tables. Yes, where would we be if Mexicans all had to go home? All the restaurants would be closed, nobody would be doing roofing, all the lawns would be overgrown, and there'd be no concrete pavers in your driveway. And that's just for a starter. That doesn't count all of the harvesting. But we're not interested in deporting good Mexicans. We're interested in deporting the criminals that are coming in that are being hidden by the Democrats in the shadows. They say they've got them in the shadows. So, what's happening in the news today? Oh, there's a whole bunch of things. The Huntington Post has caught a Catholic priest up in the Massachusetts area, and he was having sex with a prostitute behind the cemetery wall. And it's the scandal. It's to throw us off the track while Obama loses the country. Yeah, you're going to come out of your house one day and there's going to be Russian troops directing tank traffic. And you're going to go, what happened? What happened? Oh, don't you know what happened? You got American amnesia. Any atrocity that's committed today will be forgotten in 3 days unless the press continues to pump it up. And you see that NBC and CNN are now doing tributes to Hillary. They're getting ready for her campaign. She is going to be La Reina. La Reina Estados Unidos. Unidas. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. This woman won't even look in your eyes, and you're ordered not to look in us. Yeah, this is the gem of she's the gem of the ocean. And somebody should put her in a boat and send her off. Ah, but the communists are going to give you Hillary. They're going to say, Obama bad, Hillary good. So, having said that, I'll read you a little article from Daily Events. And I mix it up with music, so and I'm feel bad. I'm not giving you real good music lately, but I think I'll be able to. As a matter of fact, I'll give you one right now, and then we'll go into Daily Events. Watching Fox tonight, and they're breaking the news, and they have a video of a busload of black kids down in Florida, and three kids are beating up on one kid, and they're beating him unmercifully, and they're jumping. One guy is jumping on his head or on his body. And you can't even see the victim. All you can see are the three black kids beating him up. And I said to myself, you know, there's something wrong about this video. They're not showing the victim. And they're blaming the bus driver. So I said, let me go on the internet and see if anybody else has got this video. And sure enough, I come across the same video. And the three black kids are beating up a white kid. And I said, look at this. Even Fox is covering up colors here. So about 20 minutes goes by, and all of a sudden, one blog site opens up with the headline, Three Blacks and Beat Up a White Child. I said, this is reverse Trayvon Martin going here now. And you got to see the three guys that are doing the stomp job. You know, this kid didn't have a chance. And one of them robbed him. And then they got off the bus. They got off the back of the bus. And they got caught. And there's pictures of them. And they look like thugs. And they look like hoodies. And somebody called me the other day and said, Tom, this is going on throughout the whole country. This is the Trayvons. And I took it with a grain of salt. I said, I'll wait until I see it. And now I'm seeing it. And that same website that opened up with three blacks that beat up a white child on a school bus, on the side of their website, they've got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, they've got about 90 incidents of black-on-white crime that has taken place in a short period of time. Even media can no longer, these are all videos, even media can no longer ignore black violence. And black media, black man in hoodie stabs white girl 11 times. I saw that one. She was a Latino girl, and she was coming home from working at 11 o'clock at night at a Burger King. All right, so she probably goes to school and she works at Burger King, or maybe she doesn't. Maybe she just works at Burger King. But she got stabbed in front of her house 11 times by a guy in a hood, in a Trayvon Martin hood. He was dressed the same way that they show Trayvon Martin in the demonstrations, the white hood and the face. And her mother opened the door and she collapsed in her mother's arms, and her mother slapped her and said, stay alive, stay alive. And they rushed her to the hospital. But with 11 stab wounds, you know that some are going to be with you for the rest of your life. And his black mob leaves waiter with a broken jaw. Race violence alarms before Zimmerman verdict. Black mobs go bang on the 4th of July. Kaboom, now black mobs kill the 4th of July. Certain towns decided not to have festivities. Family picnic turns to horror thanks to black mob. Mail mall, nothing much, authorities report. Mall, nothing much, authorities report. Black mob strikes Ohio mother. Bike trail builds reputation for mob attacks. Woman, six dogs on reporter. Knockout game, a victim's eye kicked out of socket. Happy holiday, let the violence begin. Beach week fun, Kevlar vests and weapons. FBI called into hate crime targeting whites. Police blamed for black crime spree. Shooting victim wanted tribe to be peaceful. Violence takes over a celeb Asian, whatever that means. Black violence surges from D.C. rail line to Masters. Beach week draws black crowd in violence. Gun owner stops home invaders dead. Black mob attacks on elderly white halted. Strategy, reduce violence by taking away Facebook. Media label of black mob violence mischievous Athens. Violence threats follow Detroit a takeover. Torture slaying retrial declared victim free zone. Black mob beats man for no reason. Seven injured at party for 13-year-old rapper. Cops slammed for portraying blacks as criminals. Taser arm security guard chases black mobs. 25-year-old victim loses knockout game. Apparently this game is where they try and do one shot. And what they do is they practice doing a run-up and a punch. And they try and distract you while they hit you. And what the goal of the game is to knock you out in one punch. 25-year-old victim loses knockout game. TV smashing, rock hurting, candlelight vigil. It's scuffle with dozens of police guns. Help attending wounds assault for black attackers. Sanford healing 1 year after Trayvon's death. Jaw dropper, black mob meets gay beauty pageant. TV anchor race baiters behind black mob claims. And I told you last night, I saw a video where they were doing a demonstration for Trayvon, and it was all blacks, and the front row was all like football players. And I noticed they were doing a march on a town hall, and I noticed that onto the sides, like guiding the herd. We're all white college students, like Occupy Wall Street types, and they were herding the black crowd to the town and the town hall. And when they got to the bottom of the steps of the town hall, at the top of the steps were three white people, two boys and a girl, also from that college type of crowd, and they did all the talking for the blacks. And I said to myself, what's going on here? Seattle in denial about black mobs. Washington has got a problem. They're too much weed up there. Star is born when security guard tases a crazy lady. You're white, you're guilty, you're dead. Surge of black violence called urban terrorism. White and black don't mix. Deck the halls and your fellow shopper too. $10 cell phone and a bullet to the head. You can imagine what that's all about. I can't believe I got another page to go. Chicago robbery, chase, crash, and a riot. Black mobs take over Washington Metro. Race-based the knockout game meets the moms. We're looking at the background of the victim. Football stars accused in racial knockout game. Black mob violence hits high school gridiron. Heisman hopes hit by black mob attack. Black mob picks on the wrong guy. Knockout games a hit with black mobs. Black mob violence blamed on white kids drinking. Black mob hijacks a store. We own this. Attempted robbery that almost became a race riot. Riots, denials, and black mobs in Flint. Black mob violence and the media silence. Brand new surge in black mob violence, the race riot and the media cover-up. Black commentators sound off on racial violence. Mighty Salon and Little Old Me. See no evil, racial violence underreported. Perfect storm of black violence on gays. Second Amendment proves valid defense against black gangs. Black mobs now have soundtrack for violence. Black mobs knockout games raising alarms. Blogger, why don't blacks behave? Judge to black perps, what are you doing with your lives? And black mob violence hits Nordstrom. Unbelievable. So it looks like we got a little race problem, huh? What are we going to do about that? Well, what are we going to do? I don't know. Maybe we'll do a song. We'll get a little religion. Remember when blacks could sing?
Who do you know in the head? That made you the angel you are. Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice, in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who do you know in heaven
now read you a little article from Daily Events, Powerful Conservative Voices. Good afternoon to everyone. A year ago, President Obama was telling us that Al-Qaeda was decimated and on the run. And that's the title of my show tonight, The Do Run Run. You ever hear the song, I met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. The Do Run Run, The Do Run Run. Obama told us everything. Bin Laden he killed. The Do Run Run, The Do Run Run. Yes, my heart stood still. Now the embassy's closed, and we're the ones that are doing the do-run-run. Yeah, so, but now America is on the run from Al-Qaeda. Embassies across the Muslim world have been shut down for an entire week. A global travel advisory has been issued through the end of August, leaving us with the unlikely scenario of the travel alert getting lifted right after a Labor Day. And they're playing tonight all Obama's speeches where he defeated the Al-Qaeda. And then one of the speeches, he goes, and we have a new building in New York, the World Trade Center. And I said, oh, God, this guy just jinxed it. Because if you caught one of my shows earlier this week, my question is, do you think they're going to come for the new World Trade Center? And then I went, oh, don't even say that. Oh. And here's the president. The last time I saw a Democrat practice his braggadocio, we got a new World Trade Center. The last time I heard braggadocio talk like that, it was Joe Liverwish, the Lieberman, supposed to be the next vice president, and Al Bin Gore, and they were on the party platform, the one that has no God, and they were saying, we are the strongest nation on the face of the earth, and they were dancing around on the stage, hugging each other, na 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 na. And you know what happened after they made that speech? The Clinton Towers came down. So be careful when you boast, because you may have to eat your words, and of course Democrats never eat their words. You know the difference between a Republican that gets caught stealing and a Democrat that gets caught stealing? The Republican says, I didn't do it. And the Democrat says, you can't prove it. This is all based on intercepted chatter between Al-Qaeda bigwigs, a level of activity not seen since the days before the 9-1-1 attack, according to Senator Saxby Chandler. You know, all these senators and congressmen, they've gone home for 5 weeks. You don't think they're hiding under the bed, do you? After Benghazi, these Al-Qaeda types are really on steroids, thinking we're weaker and they're stronger, added Senator Lindsey Graham. I hope he gets defeated. I hope he gets defeated by another Republican. But you know what? I'll take a Democrat, because Lindsey Graham is a Democrat, and so is John McCain. And if you notice, these two guys have been busy as bees, but it's all behind the scenes. You never see the evil they're up to. I don't trust either of them. And when I see the Gang of Eight and four are rhinos, that's a Gang of Eight of Democrats. And besides, there is no Democrat Party anymore. It's now the Communist Party. Absolutely, it's the Communist Party. And the Republican Party is now the new Democrat Party. There are many reasons why Benghazi mattered. What difference at this point does it make? A former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, famously asked when called before Congress to answer questions about the administration's endless evasions. Any of our sheltered in-place ambassadors should be able to explain what a difference it made. Al-Qaeda was emboldened. They attack embassies. Look what they did under Clinton. They took down Al-Qabar in Saudi Arabia, the Air Force quarters, sleeping quarters. Apartments, and they took down Kenya, the American embassy in Kenya. They killed a lot of civilians. And in Tanzania, they also hit the embassy in Tanzania. And then, of course, they got the coal under Clinton. Hi, we're in the Navy, and we're coming to dock, and we have a woman ambassador named Kathy Bodine, and she'll tell you exactly when we're going to get there. So you could have the dinghy that will sink us. Ready? Yes, we're coming. We're going to show off American strength. And do you know that Bin Laden, at his son's wedding, read a poem, and in his poem, he said basically this: the United States is an illusion of power. It's a giant warship that will not see the dinghy that sinks it. And you know what? We're not seeing the dinghy that is sinking us right here in this country. We have more enemies in the House and the Senate than we do on the outside of the walls. We have more enemies. I think 51% of the country is communist. It used to be that the Americans had the 51% balance, but we lost it. We lost it around Bush's last term of office. It used to be the balance of power was in our favor, 51-49. And now it's in the communist favor, 51-49. We're the 49. And God help us. So, they saw a president. Al-Qaeda was emboldened by the weakness and deception of the Obama administration's response to a blatant attack. I don't know if you've seen this video yet. This is a video out of Egypt by an Egyptian belly dancer. And she's got pictures of Obama. And she's calling him a terrorist. And she's saying that he's in bed with Morsi. And I'll tell you one thing that bothers me. There was no reason to go to Libya. No reason whatsoever. Muammar Gaddafi was hunkered down. When Ronald Reagan put a bomb in his tent, he shut quiet for 25 years. And when Bush went into Kuwait and liberated Kuwait, he gave up all his weapons of mass destruction because he thought he was going to be next. And he was no threat whatsoever. He had to pay for Lockerbie. That goes without saying. But he was no threat whatsoever. The reason we took down Gaddafi was to buy time for Bashar al-Assad to get his revolution under control and put down 1 million Syrians and butcher 100,000 Assyrians, because Obama is pro-Bashar al-Assad. As is 41 Democrats who flew into Damascus when Bush was president and licked the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. And tonight I'm watching Kami Kucinich with Laura Ingraham on the O'Reilly Show, and he's telling everybody about the law. And I've got pictures, and you can see them. You go to www.mediacrapmatters.us. And there's a picture of three communists sitting with Bashar al-Assad: Nancy Uday Pelosi, Bill Bayonet the Babies Nelson, and Kami Kucinich. All three visited and sat in the same chair with Bashar al-Assad around an Ottoman table. And that's why Obama has saved the life of Bashar al-Assad. And there's one thing you must remember: there are 49,000 Americans who gave life and saved their lives, but they're missing limbs, and they were taken out with IEDs. And we still, 12 years into this war, we don't have an IED finder. We can tell you where oil begins 2,000 feet down in the ground, and where the water table is, but we can't find an IED that's probably buried 3 feet in the ground and saved the lives of many Americans. As a matter of fact, in Iraq, we lost 4,700 under Bush. And in Afghanistan, we've lost already 2,500 under Obama. But every night when Bush lost an American, it was on CBS, on ABC, on CNN, in PBS. It's on all the communist networks. Every night, they stuck microphones in mothers' faces. How does it feel to lose your son under Bush? Obama has lost 2,500 Americans in Afghanistan, and you don't know about it. They haven't told you. They hide the figure. You know how they hide it? When you read the headline, it's not even a headline, page 23, a little byline, NATO troops. Six NATO troops died today. All those NATO troops are not being buried in Holland. They're being buried in Texas, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Colorado. They're all our sons and daughters. And doesn't it bother you that they put 22 SEALs on a slow-moving chopper along with eight other Americans, and all 30 died, and the press buried them within 24 hours in the press, and they classified it as a chopper crash. And now we learn that all the bodies were cremated. Doesn't that bother you that this president is burning evidence? Doesn't it bother you? You know why it doesn't bother you? Because you never served and you don't care. It's not your game. You're just here for, you're going along for the ride, and it has nothing to do with me. That's not my country. My country is in my mind. My country is on Dancing with the Stars. This is not my country. No, it's not your country. And one day you're going to find out that you don't belong here. And you and me are both going to the same FEMA camp. So, now having said that, let me get back to they saw a president filled with empty bluster about victory. And when we do, when we got bin Laden, 10 minutes after we got bin Laden, we announced to the world that we had all his hard drives, all his computers. Who does that? Who does that? What fool does that? It's not a fool that does it. It's somebody that's warning the enemy. And those guys in that seal, those SEALs were killed in a phone ahead ambush. That's what I believe. They were killed in a phone ahead ambush. They saw a president filled with empty bluster about victory in the war on terror. Even as he tried to pretend a deadly terror attack had not occurred, Obama and Clinton's deceptions kept the 12 Democratic presidential ticket alive in 2012 through a few crucial news cycles, but also protected al-Qaeda and its allies from repercussions. This is sad. This is really sad. And the thing that you better worry about, we have 65,000 troops in Afghanistan, and every jihadi and his mother is coming in for the kill. And if Obama doesn't do it right, we're going to have another Mogadishu mile, and a lot of GIs are going to die unnecessarily. And this president is not a warrior. He is a wimp. He is an absolute wimp. He can't even put a basketball in a basket. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you a tune. My throat's a little parched, and I'm just going to take a quick swig or something. Hang in there.
Get out of here and get me some money too. to go. You wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Watch some of the Alaskan situations on National Geographic, and you notice everybody carries a rifle when they go into the woods, because there's bears in the woods. Now, if you were going into the woods, and you wanted to take pictures of the bears, and somebody said, "Okay, go take pictures of the bears, but take an empty rifle with you." Not a load, no bullets. Just take an empty rifle with you. Would you be comfortable? Do you think that that drone that was over Benghazi watching the last two guys die and the third one who survived? Do you think that drone was unarmed? Would you send that drone over hostile territory to take pictures and not arm it? "Oh, well, it's not one of those that you can arm. This is a picture-taking drone." Well, man, you got the wrong drone. I don't believe that drone was unarmed. That drone got a stand-down order, too. So, having said that, let me finish this guy's article. The Obama administration's obsession with high-tech domestic spying is reminiscent of the Clinton administration's love affair with safe bombing runs from 30,000 feet over the Serbian conflict. Terrorists lose their fear of Uncle Sam when they see him hunched over a computer screen, while actual military power and human intelligence are sacrificed to finance domestic spending. They see the ruins of Obama foreign policy reaching from Cairo to Moscow. They know a weak horse when they see it. The writer, his name is John Haywood. I always give credit. If I don't give credit, it's because I don't know the source. What else we got here? Okay. Somebody sent me a picture of MGM Studios, 1943. You got to see how classy those actors and actresses looked. The actresses were stunning. The actors were all gentlemen. And because it was 1943, there were three guys in it with uniforms. I think one was Tyrone Power. One was Chill Wills, was in a lot of cowboy movies. And one was Jimmy Stewart, in an Air Force officer's uniform. And I looked at that whole, I forget how many people there were. I would say there was probably 100. And I could recognize, I could pick out about 20 or 30. Mickey Rooney was there. Well, anyway, and I thought about all the movies that those people were in, and the worst word you would ever hear in any of their movies was damn. You never heard. Now look what we got. The crap we got. The absolute. It's like there's a plan in place to destroy the American mind and its evaluation of what's normal. You can't turn your TV channel more than six places and not see a woman in a nightgown with six stab wounds. You can't. Everything is terror and horror. It is absolutely it's absolutely disgraceful. Years ago, we used to send ambassadors, entertainment ambassadors all over the world to impress other countries on how great America was. Now we send crap. Here's an example. Russia opens probe into flag desecration by U.S. band. Russia's Interior Ministry has launched a criminal probe into flag desecration after a U.S. rock musician stuffed a Russian flag down his trousers at a concert. Russia's Interior Ministry on Monday launched a criminal probe into flag desecration after a U.S. rock musician stuffed a Russian flag down his trousers. The band, Bloodhound Gang, scandalized Russia when a video was released showing its bassist, Jared Hasselhoff, stuffing a white, blue, and red tricolor down his trousers and then throwing it into the crowd at a concert last week in Odessa, the Ukraine. The Interior Ministry said in a statement that it had opened a criminal case after looking into actions that the demonstrations showed a disrespect for the Russian state flag by a musician from a foreign band. According to Russian law, desecration of the national flag could lead to a jail sentence of up to 1 year. We don't have that here in the United States. You know what the communists in the United States did? They said flag burning is freedom of speech. Yeah, so was spitting on your mother. Russia's Investigative Committee, a powerful agency that is the equivalent of the U.S. FBI, said in a statement earlier Monday that it was examining the incident. It condemned the cynicism of the said crime, which expressed clear disrespect for the Russian state. You're a guest in another man's country. No matter what you think of him, you're a guest in his country. If you don't like him, you shouldn't be there. You're supposed to be an ambassador. You represent the American people. If you're an American with an American passport, you represent the American people. If you bring shame on your country, you shouldn't be allowed to return. The investigation will evaluate everybody connected with this crime, from the actual perpetrators to its organizers, the investigative committee said, adding that it would send inquiries shortly to the United States and Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia have strained relations. The Russians murdered 10 million Ukrainians. So, but you know that the Russian bear still has his claws. And nobody needs headaches. The band members were turned away from a festival where they were due to play in southern Russia on Saturday and flew out of the country after being told to pack their bags by the culture minister and having their visas cut short by the migration services. Before they abruptly left Russia, the group apologized by saying at a news conference that it was tradition that everything thrown from the stage to fans takes a trip through the pants. Yeah. Oh, and they were just playing Democrat. The video of the concert shows Hasselhoff telling the crowd, "Don't tell Putin," before pushing the flag into his unzipped trousers and pulling it out the back to jeers and cheers from the crowd. As they flew out, the band members were egged by pro-Kremlin youth activists and assaulted by Cossacks, an ultra-conservative group. Pro-Kremlin lawmakers called for them to be banned from Russia for life and said that the Russian organizers of the concert should face consequences. Top ruling party official Sergei Neverov compared the rock band to U.S. pop star Madonna, who criticized the law against homosexual propaganda to minors at her concert in St. Petersburg last year. And you know what they told, what the crowd said to Madonna? Take the cross off and put your panties back on. He said the musicians were links in a single chain enacted on someone's orders. The U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, late Sunday said on his Twitter account, "I find the action by a bloodhound gang disgusting. I also condemn the violence against them." Oh, we're so fair and impartial, aren't we? Okay. So, having read you that, I printed it twice. Okay. Talking about czars, here are some of Barack Obama, Bin Laden, Bin Lenin, czars. These are people he's appointed, you know, that he didn't need any approval for. He's a regular commie Appleseed. He plants, you know, Johnny Appleseed. Well, he's planting seeds of destruction in the United States throughout the government. Richard Holbrooke, Afghanistan. Oh, by the way, that Egyptian belly dancer that was making fun of Obama, she was also making fun of the woman ambassador that was appointed as ambassador to Cairo. And she had some real choice words for them all. And she says that Obama and his troop are in league with the Muslim Brotherhood. So Richard Holbrooke, Afghanistan, czar, ultra-liberal, anti-gun, former governor of New Mexico. What is happening to New Mexico? They have some real rotten people. Pro-abortion and pro-drug legalization. Wants to dissolve the Second Amendment. I've seen this Richard Holbrooke. He is the face of evil. My dog growls when he comes on TV. Ed Montgomery, auto recovery czar radical, anti-business black activist, affirmative action and job preference for blacks, University of Maryland, business school dean, teaches that U.S. business has caused world poverty, Acorn board member, and a communist Du Bois club member. Jeffrey Crowley, AIDS czar, radical homosexual, gay rights activist, believes in gay marriage and special status for homosexuals only, including complete free health care for gays. Alan Burson, border czar, the former failed superintendent of San Diego, ultra-liberal friend of Hillary Clinton, served as border czar under Janet Reno to keep borders open to illegals without interference from the federal government. David J. Hayes, California water czar, senior fellow of Radical Environmentalist Group, Progress Policy, no training or experience in water management whatsoever. Ron Bloom, car czar auto, union worker, anti-business and anti-nuclear, has worked hard to force U.S. automakers out of business, sits on the board of Chrysler, which is now union-owned. How did this happen? Dennis Ross, Central, region czar, believes U.S. policy is the cause of war in the Middle East. Obama apologist to the world. Anti-gun and completely a pro-abortion. Abortions, 4,700 a day in the USA, and they're killing only Americans. Lynn Rosenthal, a domestic violence czar, director of the National Network to End Domestic Violence. Vicious, anti-male feminist, supports male castration. Gil Kerlikowski, drug czar, devoted lobbyist for every restrictive gun law proposal, former chief of police in liberal Seattle, Washington, believes no Americans should own a firearm, supports legalization of all drugs. Well, drugs is big business. It's one of the four top vocations of Democrats. Who are now the communists. I keep saying Democrat. The Republicans are now Democrats. Paul Volcker, economic. I never liked this guy. He looked like a hail fellow well met. And when I seen him, when he was appointed to do an investigation for UN corruption, I could see his pockets getting bigger. Czar, former head of the Federal Reserve under Jimmy Carter when U.S. economy nearly failed. Obama appointed head of the Economic Recovery Advisory Board, which engineered the Obama economic disaster to U.S. economy. He's a member of Anti-Business Progressive Policy Organization. And that's what you got. There's a few seeds. What do they call it? The seeds are in with the good seeds. And you got to wait until the crop comes in, and then you can burn them. Okay, let's give a tribute to the 65,000 that are left in Afghanistan and may be betrayed by this president. Yes, you think about that, the 65,000 in Afghanistan. How are we getting them out? How do you do it? How do you get the last group out? How do you do it? Do you pull back and give territory up and work your way to a friendly evacuation point? What's the friendly evacuation point? Pakistan? How do you do it? Who's the last to go? Are they going to be picked off? They're going to buy their way out? How are they going to do it? That is going to be something to watch. Now, we're talking about rhinos, and there was a subject about the Rubio, and how Rubio is the rhinoceros, a fair-haired boy. And I just made a quick comment. The rhinos look like schmucks when they play the race card. Look at Colin Powell. They picked him and they promoted him. And he let the Republican Guard get away. And the Republican Guard lived to kill Marines in Fallujah. Powell endorsed Obama bin Laden and fools around with a Bulgarian KGB agent. Lovely. Between the leakers and the losers, the country does not have a chance. Oh, by the way, only 34% think Snowden's a traitor. All the other suckers think he's a whistleblower. He's not a whistleblower, kids. He's a KGB agent. And right now, he has joined the KGB club, the Veterans Club. And within 1 year, they will know his DNA makeup. They will know everything about him there is to know, if they don't already know. Yeah, he's a traitor. And the guy that released the 700,000 emails, he's a traitor too. He's what the communists call a useful idiot. And he was played. So, we were talking about Rubio. I said Powell endorsed Obama bin Laden and fools around with the Bulgarian KGB. Lovely. Between the leakers and the losers, the country does not have a chance. We are out of the space race. Our three biggest industries are gambling, baby killing, and selling drugs for tax money. Rubio blew his chances forever. Even with media Alzheimer's, this is what happens. The Democrats, they play this media Alzheimer's game. We can commit an atrocity and the people will forget about it within 3 days. And that's why you get those five-second real news alerts, and then they're gone forever. Where'd that go? What happened? What did that say? Even with media Alzheimer's, I waited to cheer him at his coming out party. I was for Rubio in the beginning. The very first thing he did was to pay a tribute to Joe Liverwurst Lieberman. Now, you're a Republican. You don't come out on your coming out party and pay a tribute to a Democrat. And besides that, Lieberman is a smooth con man. He is one of the smoothest con men in the House, in the Senate. He is a flag burner, and he's a baby killer, and he claims to be Orthodox Jewish. I don't know any Orthodox Jew who believes in killing children. I don't know any of them. So, if he's Orthodox Jewish, Moses was rescued by a pro-choice Egyptian princess. Ted Cruz has a plan for all of us. Rubio has a plan for Rubio. We have enough Rubios. Like Harry Truman said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to say present or not guilty. So we've got 1 minute and 37 seconds left. We'll go out with a tune. And we'll pay a tribute to the people of New Orleans, who are great hosts. If you ever want to go somewhere and be treated right, you got to go there.